Social impact everywhere.
Welcome back, my fellow social impactors, to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast. And today we have another special guest for you. We have Naomi Hyla, who believes strongly that representation matters and that we have the power to make the future of work inclusive. Now, Naomi is an Ethiopian Canadian who by day delves into the financial activity of the largest multinational companies in the world, and by night is co-building a community called Find Your Tribe. Now, Find Your Tribe is a community hub for women of color in Ottawa, which focuses on professional development through workshops, panel discussions, and specialized live events. And so, Naomi, I just want to first start this podcast off by saying thank you so much for being with me today.
Wow, thank you so much for having me, Avery. I'm super excited to chat with you and your audience and the community that you're building.
Yeah, and I am too. And I just want to put this in now, but at the end of it, we're going to plug your podcast too, so other people can see it, okay?
Awesome.
So the first question I have for you really is just kind of building off of what I had just said there, but it's a little bit about more of what you do, who you are, and why you believe you're a social impactor.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you touched upon it in my bio, but, you know, before I even do speaking engagements, I always say that I come into the scene, you know, first and foremost, the very proud daughters to two immigrant parents. And, you know, that's probably the most formative thing in my life, the way they raised me, the values that I, you know, was instilled with growing up. And yeah, so in terms of what I do, it all sprouts from, I think, very personal experiences in our life, right? The way that we were raised. And I was always, it's funny, I was always like one of the only, you know, Black kids in the room, whether that was in the classroom or doing activities or on the sports field. And so this striving or this drive to fit in at a very early age was very strong. And it wasn't until I, you know, left university that I started tapping into my roots and where I came from and, you know, doing the work and aligning myself with people who are very conscious about the values that they hold and the work that they're doing around building community. And so for me, when Sam and I met last year, we connected on our shared experiences being people of color in the workplace and what that was like. So we built a community for people of color and allies here in Ottawa, and it centered around professional development. How do we help people build confidence, cultivate credibility, and strengthen their own communities in the city that they live in, but also at a global scale, right? And so I'm very happy to say that even today and the past few months up until a year, I've been more aligned and fulfilled building community and doing work that speaks to my purpose.
And so I just want to say, first and foremost, that's incredible what you're doing. And one of the things that always goes back to me is this, maybe it's more of a new theme, and this is really just my own opinion, but there seems to be this misrepresentation that like a multicultural lens is negative. When in fact, when you bring diverse perspectives, when you bring diverse backgrounds, when you hone in on what your cultural elements are and your strengths are, it makes everything better. And so internationalization and this globalization and really going back to the roots of who you are, it's important. And it makes business better. It makes the workplace a more diverse place and more interesting place to work. So these kind of movements and these kind of things like you're doing, building this organization, it's incredible. Because it's something that needs to continue, that kind of conversation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I completely agree. Yeah. And when you're able to bring together people who are values aligned and purpose driven, incredible things happen. Mm-hmm. Like the energy is different. Like the energy in these events, in these panel style discussions, at these workshops is different. Because we have people who believe in the same shit. And yeah, so
exactly.
imagine the movements and the impact that you're able to have in the lives of people who come together for a common, to kind of materialize a common vision, right? And it's what you're doing, building your community. Mm-hmm. It's building a community around social impact, around people who understand the power, whether that's through business or not, the power of embedding and incorporating social issues into the work that you're doing, right? So yeah, kudos to you as well, Avery.
Thank you. So I want to jump into the next question because it kind of goes along with what you're doing with Find Your Tribe. And so the question I have for you is, how are you then making a positive impact in your community? How are you doing it with Find Your Tribe?
You know, it wasn't that clear in the early days, like when we were starting to build. And, you know, it's been probably 10 to 12 months since Find Your Tribe came to be, and we started being more intentional about the spaces that we wanted to create. But to be quite honest, we just kept our ears to the ground. Like, what does our community want to see more of? What skills do they want to build? What people do they want to surround themselves with? Because these are all very critical and important pieces when it comes to building the life that you love, right? Mm-hmm. And so for us, as we were kind of gathering all this data around building community for people of color, then questions started to come around, how do we engage allies? Mm-hmm. How do we engage other people who can help get our message across, help when it comes to advocacy, help when it comes to speaking up at the workplace, right? Because no matter how large our community gets, it takes all of these people who come from different backgrounds, who may not be directly affected to kind of, you know, the impact of discrimination. It takes these people who are part of our community as well to speak up for others who may not have a seat at the table. So when it comes to how Find Your Tribe and the intention that Sam and I have placed when building the Find Your Tribe community, it's about how do we build the skills? How do we understand what the skills are that, you know, the people who are in our community want to focus on? How do we focus on kind of engaging the right people, the right influencers, the right community builders, the people who are at the table and who can kind of stand as allies with us? Because like it's crazy, but like there's only so much that we can do at a local level, right? And for us, when it comes to making those positive impacts, we're focused on skills. We're focused on empowering our community with the knowledge and resources that they need to become change makers, whether it's at work, in their communities, or at, you know, at the world, for the world at large. So that's how we're building, and that's how we're having an impact with the Find Your Tribe community specifically.
That's again, that's amazing. And one thing that brought to mind for me was that you talked about, you know, having a seat at the table, and unfortunately, a lot of what was built into our system was very is very systemic, and so it's something that that in the work that I do is called a wicked problem. And wicked problems are things that can't be solved with one solution, right? Like for racism, you can't solve racism one way. It requires a multiple diverse perspective in the workplace. And what I've noticed is when I work with teams that are very diverse, these systemic problems are talked about more, which actually makes the team better. And so, it baffles me sometimes that this conversation doesn't happen more. But I mean, it's work that you're doing and work that you and Sam are both doing that makes this more of a conversation. It makes this something that needs to come to the forefront, because you're right. If there's not engagement from people at the table, systemically, it might not change. And so it is continuing that conversation.
Mm-hmm. And that's why the tone at the top is so important too, right? Like when you have inspiring leaders who are living in values that like companies as a whole hold, and people as individuals bring to the table when they come to work every day, that has a ripple effect, right? I know that the people at the top or the people at, you know, at the board level or in senior leadership positions believe in advancement for all people, who believe in equity, who believe in social impact, to tie it in with the content that you're creating, it inspires me to do good and do more and do better, right? So, yeah, and there's so many nuances to it. having those conversations at work with teams. Many nuances. Those are the conversations we need to have. You're right.
So let's jump into the business then, the business lens of it, because I'm super curious about what your insights will be for this question. And the question I have is, do you believe this idea of social impact? Do you believe it's an important part of business?
I love this question. I love this question because there are definitely differing views on it. For me, not only do I think it's important, I think it's critical, Avery, because like when it comes to being of service as a company, I think this is what companies do. It's value exchange, right? They're providing individuals, they're providing other companies with value, and we're exchanging it for money. That's what it is. And so when companies are able to then do well by making money, I strongly believe that they also have a responsibility to, and I don't think give back is the right word. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this actually as well. I don't think give back is the right word, but to invest in the communities in which they operate is crucial, because how do you expect these organizations to thrive at a higher level without investing in where they operate? Like, I think some of the most progressive and long-lasting companies are the ones that keep social impact at the forefront and not strictly as a marketing piece or marketing play. Or I think even when this whole corporate social responsibility was coming into effect, other companies felt like they had to do it in order to stay competitive. But the companies that are leaders in their industries are the ones that are doing it because they understand that it makes business sense, right? Like doing good is part of the bottom line. And it's not just about making profits and making money and doing well at a corporate level. Cause I think that's very short-term thinking. Like, especially when these companies go public, there's so much pressure, on Bay Street, on Wall Street to make money for their investors and the people who have put up funds for this company to continue to grow. But it's more than that. It is people like us, people like you and I, who are understanding the value of putting our money where our values are too. And that's where this whole rise of social impact has come along as well. And so, no, I don't think it's just important for companies to have or to believe that social impact is important. I think it's critical in order for them to last and to have a legacy that goes beyond just today, right?
Well, yeah, no, you stole the words right from me, honestly. there is a movement a little bit, unfortunately, that always comes with these changes, again, systemic changes. I don't remember if you remember the environmental movement. There was great movements, and then there was greenwashing. So companies would use it as a way, marketing play. Yeah. Unfortunately, in the social space or social impact, there is social washing. And so that stuff does happen. But one thing that you had said that is always important to me, and I try to keep it in the back of my head, is that this idea of precedent. When you set a precedent, you set opportunity for others to lead in the same capacity, right? So when we talk about building social impact, when we talk about the importance of empathy, these kind of things, if you then use that and it's something that makes positive change in the world, other people will see that. And then that precedent's been set that they can do that, right? And I mean, it's a double-edged sword. It goes hand in hand with negativity, right? The more negativity you put in the world and the more you break rules to make a profit, the more other people will do it. Because unfortunately, that's how we operate as a human being, right? If someone can do it, we're going to do it too if it makes sense, right? So you're absolutely right that these companies that are big ones and survive, and it's a part of their DNA to have social impact, they survive and then they set opportunity up for other companies to do it too.
Agreed.
So I love this last question. This is my favorite question, the last one, and it's really about your advice. And so the question is, what is your advice for other people to begin making their own impact in the world?
I think all of your questions have been quite powerful.
Oh, thank you.
what is What is my advice for people to begin making a social impact in their communities? I think three things for me. One is the understanding that your, like, the way that you use your talents and gifts are going to be different from others, right? And so I think there's a lot of deep work that goes into clarifying what your purpose is and what your strengths are, what your God-given talents are, and being able to kind of use those, leverage both from the nurture and nature perspective, leverage what you were born with, but also the stuff that you grew to develop into, and how do we translate that into something that has a service lens to it, right? Because that's what community building is all about. It's how do I serve others? How do I use my talents to feed into other people, right? And so I think there's a lot of, you know, internal reflection, internal work to understand what gifts you have and how can you translate that into something that goes beyond you. And I think, you know, for me, and I'll keep, like, this is so profound, but our purpose is not something that we can ignore. Like, the impact that you are supposed to have in this world is not something that you can ignore. And I think oftentimes, like, in conversation, like, even building this community at the beginning, when Sam and I weren't clear around, we knew why we were doing it and we knew what our vision was, but it's something else to be able to communicate that to other people. Something else completely. So for us, it, like, we would have conversations with people and it would completely go over their head. It would be like, what? Like, why are you working on that? What's the importance? And so for us, we needed to get to a place where we were comfortable talking about what we wanted to bring into this world and the impact that we wanted to have. And so, like, your purpose is not something that you can ignore. And the ideas that you have within you are not coincidences either, right? So that would be one, doing the deep work around how to translate your gifts into service. Number two would be, like, who can you surround yourself with that is, and I use the word vibe, who's, like, at the same frequency as you, right? Or even at, or frequent, like, who are at a different level completely. And I don't mean in terms of, like, status or, like, level within companies. I mean maybe people who have more experience than you when it comes to community building or social impact. But who are those change makers that you recognize you need to involve and engage with when it comes to community building? Because for us, you know, Sam and I realized pretty early on that we couldn't do this alone. So having people who understand the vision and are building stuff of their own too, like, how could we collaborate and not compete? How can we at a community level provide value to all of the people involved, right? All the people who are involved in bringing this to life. And sometimes that comes from, like, a lot of these purpose-driven things and ideas that are planted within all of us come, like, those are planted in you at a very early age, right, Avery? So, like, being able to tap into those callings, if you want to call it that, is incredibly important. And I think when you meet more like-minded people, it starts to rise something up in you to continue to explore what that could look like for you. So those would be the two things that I would recommend when it comes to making a social impact in your communities. Like, define it for yourself. I mean, like, you're going to hear, there's all the advice in the world around, you know, follow your dreams, follow your purpose. And I think it can be quite fluffy, but we have all of the answers inside of us. We just need to listen to it more, like, listen to our gut more, listen to our intuition more. Because I think it's a practice too. Like, the longer that I went not listening to the voice inside of my heart, and the longer, like, it was a whisper at that point, right? But the more that I listened to it and refined that voice and actually gave it a space to get louder, now it's crystal clear. It's crystal clear what is values aligned and what's not. because I've gone back and to point one, have done the deep internal work to figure out what my gifts are. Mm-hmm. So define it for yourself, but also realize that it's like that light inside of you is not a coincidence and it is not something that you can ignore.
Yeah, I think the most powerful line you said there, maybe just for me, but I think for a lot of people listening too, is that your purpose is not something you can ignore. It's not. And that alone is powerful. And so what I'd like to do is I'd like to end our podcast session on that note, because that is, wow. So I think that's a great place to leave it and leave listeners thinking. So I wanted to say one last thing that Naomi, I just wanted to say thank you again for being with me today. Loved your insight and you're building something great, honestly. So keep it up with you and Sam. And again, you know, thanks for having 30 minutes with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. And it's crazy. Like, I want to share an example of community building at its finest, because you had Tim Salau on your episode and then he connected the two of us to have a chat and record this. So I think when you're building something that is very personal, you're going to find other people who are building things that are very personal to them too, right?
Yeah.
But there's always that interconnectedness around community. And I keep, like, the community is probably the one thing that I love and is so dear to me, because it connects people no matter where you're located, you know, no matter your background. And we have that incredible technology to make those connections and bring them to life, right? So this is, even me sitting here with you, like, this is a testament to the power of community, right? So thank you. Thank you for having me, Avery. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm.